Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the second day of April already. Can you believe it? Of 2024, of course. It's about 11 a.m. Pacific time, and I'm so happy to be here. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you. And as always, I want to let you know that I'm live streaming this event. You can find it over on YouTube or on Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic and you'll find it. And you can come and play along that way too. You can find us in the chat room by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. Any way you slice it, you can find me. I will be keeping an eye on that chat, so if you want to ask questions, make comments, I'll see it. If you're commenting in either of the live streams, that's in front of me as well, so I can multitask. So good to see you guys filing in. So welcome. I hope that everybody is well. I thought I posted my banner in the chat room, but maybe I didn't. Let me see. Or did I just lose it? There we go. Okay. Maybe it's not me. Maybe Facebook is acting weird. I don't really know. All right. Sorry, guys. I'm struggle bussing over here. There we go. Okay, I got it. I am going to blame Facebook. It's cool, though. It's cool. I'm not mad. Hey, Ginger and Mary. Yeah, we're live. Absolutely. Okay, well, actually. So, first of all, as always, how are you guys? How are you doing? It was a really interesting roller coaster kind of week last week as far as collective energy was concerned. So I'm always curious to know how it went for all of you and how everybody is hanging in there. Even though we've moved out of the winter solstice, I'm hearing from a lot of my clients that they feel really tired and run down. And so I wonder, I have felt that way as well, but you know, that might not be the collective energy. So I'm curious, are you guys feeling a little worn out? Is this the energetic speed we're at right now running too fast? I don't know. I have, per normal, had a whole bunch of projects that I wanted to work on that I haven't been able to fully dive into and or finish for a minute, and I finally wrapped up a big project yesterday, and I'm so excited. But the big thing in my world right now, of course, is that the Daybell trial has started. So if you don't know, along with this job, I also am a true crime podcaster, and one of the biggest cases that I have been following for the last 4 years is the Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell case. This was a case of a murdered wife and murdered children. That happened only a few miles from my house. And Christy and I have been all over this case really from the beginning. We've been all over this case since the kids were first reported missing. And so Lori, the mom, was convicted last year about this time. Her trial went on about this time last year. The stepdad, Chad, who all of the crimes occurred on his property, he is at trial now. So that'll be 10 weeks. Luckily, this time, though, for Lori's trial, we had to go to the courthouse like every day and live tweet the whole thing. And it was so arduous and exhausting. Now, though, they're live streaming Chad's. And so because there's really no need to protect the jury pool anymore. And so that's really changed the game for us so that we can stream from home and not have to go to the courthouse every day, which is, that's huge for us. So at any rate, however, it has started. So Christy and I are tag teaming and trying to balance a lot there. And it will be for a while, but I think we're getting into the swing of things. So, but at any rate, Yesterday, while we listened to the first day of jury selection, it was pretty great because I sat down and finished a glass project that has been laying on me for a long time. So it's fun. So I put a few pictures of it in the chat room, but I'm going to show you guys here in the video as well. So what they are is they're little sun catchers. They're about 3 inches across. Some of them are round, some of them are square. So this is a technique called glass fusing. So you're taking a bunch of different elements of glass and putting them in a kiln and fusing them all together. So I made a whole bunch of them, and then I designed cards for them to be mounted to. So they're like a greeting card that has a little gift, a little sun catcher on it. And the cards, it's really hard to sell in the pictures, but they're foiled. So the cards are just foiled pieces of art that have your little thing in the middle, and then the insides are blank so that these cards could be used for any occasion. But I'm really happy with the way they turned out. So I'm just running through pictures in the chat and or in the live, and if you're in the chat room, you can go find some of the pictures I posted there as well. But I essentially got what I wanted out of them. I'm still learning a lot about glass. There's a lot to learn. And I'm definitely a novice, but I'm finally able to start putting a few things out that I'm happy with. So that's pretty cool. I'm excited. I'm pleased. So it's been a while since I had a show and tell. And I realized this morning how actually poor these pictures are, but it is what it is. It's as good as I could do. Last night, as my phone was dying, and I just wanted to get something photographed to show some work. My favorite is this set right here, the mushrooms. Are those not darling? There was actually two sets of mushrooms like that, and one of them in the kiln, a different sun catcher exploded. Glass will do that sometimes, and the way it broke, it threw molten glass all over the other one, the other mushy that was so cute. It was red and white and ruined it. So, damn it. It's what happens. Such is life. It'll be okay. But that one's my favorite, the mushroom. Anyway, so that's all. It's nice to get something done. My dogs are super stirred up. If you hear some barking, they are putting in fiber optic internet on our street, which I'm actually very excited for, considering that I live stream literally every day. And, I'm constantly uploading and downloading videos and stuff. So it's good. It's going to be really good for me. But in the meantime, these dogs are, we live at the end of a dead end. So they're just not that used to having people driving by or being like in the road in front of our house and stuff. When we get some of that, but not like some, on a busier street. And so, they're not having it. I have to keep reminding them, if you're going to bark, go outside. So then they run out the back door and bark out there for a minute, and then they come back in, and we're keeping the blinds drawn because it helps a little bit, but it's still hopefully this is a fast process. And as you know, it probably isn't. Thank you, Laurie. Hey, Pamela. Really good to see you guys all here. Yes. So I have to ask, and I know the answer is probably no, but I'm going to ask anyway. Anybody watching March Madness? Anybody watching the women? Listen to me. If you guys are not watching the women's NCAA basketball tournament, college basketball tournament, that's what I'm talking about. You should, even if you don't like basketball or have never watched it a day in your life, you should watch the end of it. I mean, they're down to the final four, so there's not a lot of games left, but my God, these women are blowing my mind. They are so powerful and so tough and so good at what they do. that some of the women's games are drawing more fans and more watches than the men's games. That's the first time in history. And it's very cool to see and really, really exciting. There's some amazing stars that have emerged from women's basketball the last few years. And some of them will be going on this year. After this year, they'll enter the draft to go to the WNBA. That's the women's, you know, side of the NBA. And I am so damn excited about it. So damn excited about it. And I just can't believe it. It's so cool. So if you're not watching, there's just a few games left, but you really, really owe it to yourselves to just watch a game or two. It's amazing. Pamela said she can't, she can barely run and dribble a ball. No coordination and klutzy. Well, I mean, you don't have to play. You have to play to watch. It's been interesting. You know, the double standards still apply. The women trash talk to each other and people are like, oh, they have no class. The women, you know, foul each other and, you know, they play the way anybody else does, the way the men do. You see a mouth the F word and people freak out. And I'm like, the men do that all the time. We don't say anything. Yeah. Nope. We're not having it. These girls are tough as hell. And we're here for it. So anyway, that's my little soapbox. If you haven't watched a game, just do it. Just do it. That's all. Oh, let's take a look, I think, at Luminous. There's a bunch in there I wanted to talk about. Of course, this is the magazine that I publish with my contributors, with my colleagues here at One Two Listen and others. I'm going to put a couple of links up. You should have received it about 11 this morning if you subscribe to it, but if you don't, that's okay too. Okay. I'm going to share my screen. All new art. We've moved out of March. I did Celtic trees in like landscape in art, or in March. April, I moved on to trees, and they are, well, I move on to trees. I keep doing trees. This is folk art. It's a spring folk art forest theme. So I really, really like the art that I moved into this month. I could do my whole house in folk art and be happy. All of it. I was thinking the other day about my house, and had I, or have I still, decorated my house the way I personally would want it, how different it would be. But through a lifetime of kids, you know, a long time ago, having a home daycare for 10 years, having a house full of pets, I don't decorate it exactly the way I would if I just had my complete own say. Well, of course, also a husband who has opinions, and it is his house too. So we have to strike some balance somewhere. But yeah, I would change a lot of things. It's made me want to start changing some things, actually. And I think I will. I want to. Maybe it's just time. Okay. So I have to say my crows are actively working on their nest. So I'm so excited. So as you recall, last year, one of the crows died in my backyard. It was horrifying. And it left who I think was the male on his own. And I really wasn't sure. And I have a few crows that kind of come here and there, but I had that one couple who have a nest up in the poplar tree outside of my office window. And they've been coming back now for 3 years. And it was one of them that died. There's a few others that come around, and I have a bunch of magpies too and other birds, but that was the crow couple that I've really watched and watched them raise their babies. And so anyway, last year one of them died and I was sick and so sad about it. And I didn't know what would happen this spring because crows can mate for life and, you know, what's going to go on. So he came back this spring. One morning I woke up way back in February, late February, and there was a crow yelling outside. And sure enough, he was back in his poplar tree. I took him out food. He was eating and gobbling. And, again, other crows started coming around. I have a crow call. So it's kind of like a duck call. So I go out there and call it when I feed them, and they come. And, my magpies, they don't leave in the winter, most of them, and they were around too and stuff. But maybe 2 weeks later, suddenly, my little crow daddy had a companion hanging out in the trees with him and screaming at me and, for food. And I went, is it? Is it love? Could it be? Well, I'm gonna say yes, it is. Because yesterday when I went out to feed them, they both came blazing past me with big beaks full of grass and stuff and went up into that nest and started pittering around. This morning when I got up, went out to feed them, the two of them were sharing one branch near the nest, just watching me. All is well in Crowdom. Yep. So happy. So, yeah. Also, last year, I think their baby died, or if I'm not sure if they even had one, because we had a really cold spring and I never saw them emerge with a baby. But this year, I'm holding space. We're going to get babies. It's all going to be good. Everyone's going to stay alive. And I'm so excited. So, that's what's going on in in Crowdom. I called the magazine the You Are Her edition. My friends, we are exhausted. We're beat up. The world has been shaking us and kicking us and confusing us and distracting us. So much. So much. And I wonder how many of us have just completely forgotten who the hell we are. And I think I have in some ways. I oscillate. I think we all do. But I don't like this. I don't like this current energy that we are in that keeps us so distracted from who we are. Are we losing ourselves? Are we losing our spirituality? Are we losing our connection to nature? Maybe some of you are doing a better job than I am of not getting distracted. Maybe so. I don't know. But I, for myself, and I think for many of us, need that reminder sometimes that you are her. What does that mean? It means that we are the ones we've been waiting for. It means that we are the leaders. It means that we are the center of spirituality in our own lives and sometimes for our families. We make way more of a difference than we give ourselves credit for. And this world needs so much more of us right now. More kindness, more generosity, more reason, more balance. We have got to get it on the table if we can. So don't forget that. You are the goddess. You are a goddess. You are her. Or God, as it were, but I know it's mostly women around here. But if my boys are listening, I apologize. I don't mean to leave you out, but here we are. So just a reminder from time to time. I think we need it. I think we forget. Frankly, I think the world would like for us to be too worn out and distracted to remember who we are. Not happening. So my article this week was about Freya. Freya is, of course, a goddess in North mythology. She's the goddess of love, fertility, beauty, and war. I think it's fitting. Women. Women are the warriors. We can be. We should be. We actually are. Threaten a woman's child and see what you get. Go pick up a bear cub and see what happens. Women can go to war. But women also know how to love. They know how to grow things. They know how to create things. You are her, and she is you. So let's talk about Freya a little bit. I was just thinking the other day that we need to continue to work on and deepen our connection to the goddesses. All aspects of the goddesses. So Freya offers us a profound opportunity to tap into the depths of our own hearts and embrace her magic. So let's talk about it. So obviously exploring her mythology, learning more about her, dipping into tales of Norse mythology is really interesting. And that's an important way to just start seeing yourself in her and connecting to her. Creating a sacred space. You could always, if Freya is a goddess that you are deeply drawn to, you could create an altar for her. Or even just a picture or an effigy of some sort that speaks to you about Freya. Could be a cat, a falcon, could be a piece of gold or amber, the full moon. Those are all symbols of Freya. If you want to do an offering or a ritual for her, rituals that reflect her domains of love, beauty, and magic. You could offer her gifts of flowers, sweets, wine, or jewelry. You can perform rituals such as meditation, divination, spell work. You could also just do some candle magic. You could do a candle jar, or not a candle jar, sorry, a spell jar that is your devotion to Freya, and continue to call on her to help you as you keep connecting with her, or if you're going through something in your life that you feel like she is the goddess that you want to connect to the most. Cultivate self-love and empowerment. You are her, and she is you, and she is powerful. Embrace her message of self-love, empowerment, and unabashed femininity. Take time to nurture yourself and honor your own beauty, strength, and worth. Engage in practices that foster self-care, self-expression, and self-confidence, such as journaling, dancing, spending time in nature. I would also, I wish I had added to that self-talk, that you become very mindful about the way you speak to and about yourself. And adjust as you need to. That's an important one, a really important one. Oh, connect with nature. Spending time outdoors. In my experience, spending time outdoors is a great way to connect with any ascended master. Our houses are so chaotic, you know, even if you have a peaceful home. Ever have the power go out? Every time the power goes out here, and I don't know about you guys, where we live, the power goes out frequently. Well, I don't know what frequently means, but, you know, I would say several times a year the power goes out for a while. And I'm always blown away when the power goes out at how quiet my house becomes and how accustomed I am to the noise in this house. All of the electronic noise, the fish tanks, the fridge, the furnace, the water pump, all of the things that happen to make the house work, right? They all come with some noise and some energy and an energetic imprint. And I'm always shocked if the power goes down, how quiet my house is. And actually how noisy my house is when it's not. And it's noise that I'm not consciously hearing most of the time because I'm so used to it, right? So I think going out in nature is, and I know it's not possible to get silence really anywhere, but I think going out in nature is a good way to connect to the outer world or to the other side or to ascended masters or however you want to quantify that or qualify that, that this is it's a good way to shut out some of the noise and the chaos. Yeah. Celebrate with community. Of course, you could host a Freya ritual or gathering in her honor. I know some of you guys have localities that have more events like that, and some of you don't. But it's always a thought. It would be fun to have a Freya party where you share stories about strong women, prayers, rituals. It would be an amazing experience, actually. Embrace sensuality and passion. Freya is about desires, passions, and creativity. So things that you can do to awaken those energies in yourself are certainly homages to Freya. So you do you. And if you're drawn to Freya, great. If you're not, that's okay too. I think it's helpful to look at the goddesses and the divine feminine energies that are available to us and decide where you fall, right? What resonates with you? What is you? Who is you? And connect. Okay, Kelly in her Re-Feminist History podcast. This week she is talking about Crystal Eastman. She's the co-founder of the ACLU and Feminist Supreme. Really, really powerful woman, speaking of which. Certainly a Freya-worthy woman. So absolutely take a look. Last week her podcast was about Alice Paul, and she also was a part of the same movement. But Crystal Eastman, wow, what a baddie. So you can listen to her podcast right up here. There's a link for it that says Re-Feminist History in Pink. If you click on that, you can listen to her podcast, but you can also read, she wrote a beautiful article about her as well. So here's to you, Crystal Eastman. All right, my tip of the week is an Osho spread. I'm going to leave this for now because when I get done with the magazine, we're going to come back to it because that's what we're going to do today is we're going to practice the Osho spread. I'm going to teach you how to use it. And I should have told you that in the beginning. If you want to grab some cards, that would be great if you want to. Otherwise, I'll just teach you how to do it and you can do it anytime. All right, Christie's energy exercise is the calm mind. This is a great one when your brain just will not shut the hell up and you need a break. So you can watch that anytime. Like I said, so much crime going on. That's a given. Anita brings us the Green Man. She said, April has arrived, so it's very appropriate to reflect on a warm and fuzzy ascended master known as the Green Man. You can read more about him there. And of course, videos from Jamie Dawn. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. There's over 100 there now, so you have plenty of options of either just easy listening music or new age music for the background or guided meditations, they're all there. And that's it. So that is Luminous this week. So I hope that you gathered some gems from that. Maureen said, it's funny, during this exhausting energy, I reached in my desk to draw for Kathleen Peterson's book. Every day a heartfelt message through this crazy and uncertain times. So blessed to have this book in my possession, right? Me too, Maureen. We haven't done a message from Kathleen in a while. We should. We'll do that today. Oh, Jessica said her power is currently out. Well, she said it's been out for a little over 3 hours. Plus how quiet it is outside. Yeah, that's true too. Quiet in and out. Ours was out last week for, it was about 3 hours one day. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I don't mind it. I think it's kind of fun. When I was a kid, I loved it when the power went out because my mom would drag out these candles and we'd just play cards or something in the dark with by candlelight, and it was like an adventure. It was so fun, you know? Now as an adult, you worry about a few more things with the power out, but, you know, it's still an adventure. Now we just have our phone screens to light things. Back in the day, all you had was candles. Oh, heavy storms in Tennessee today. Right. Did somebody get a hurricane or tornadoes yesterday? Well, I don't think it was Tennessee, was it? Maybe it was. Hey, Gypsy Skies. Yeah, Tara. Yeah, there's been some wild weather. Well, I mean, it is spring. Ooh. Oklahoma, I guess, had some horrible hail and stuff like that going on, too. We're definitely, spring has become, maybe it hasn't become, maybe it's always been, but it feels like the last few years have been so much more tumultuous. Yeah. It's true, Maureen, the WNBA salary is chump change. Yeah, it is. It is. In fact, most WNBA players play a season here in the U.S. for the WNBA, and then they go overseas and play professional basketball in other countries in their off season so that they can afford to live. Yeah. Mary said, Freya always makes me think of Jennifer Lakshmi Dove's beautiful dog. Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's the perfect name for a dog, right? You know what name I don't understand for dogs or children? And if you have a dog or a child with this name, please don't let me offend you. But Rowdy. Rowdy. Why though? I'm not naming a dog Rowdy. You know what you're going to get. When we got our Basset Hound and Mars wanted to name her Nellie, I was like, ugh. Haven't you seen Little House on the Prairie? And of course she was like, what the hell are you talking about? Because no, she hasn't seen Little House on the Prairie because she's not a million years old. But I've seen them all. And I was like, oh, gee, so Nellie, she was a spoiled brat. I just don't know. But no, we had to go ahead and name her Nellie, and guess what? I'm not going to say she's a brat. She's not, but spoiled. That dog has got Scott wrapped around her big paw. And he does absolutely anything for her. She won't walk herself to bed at night. She falls asleep on the couch, and then she is out cold. And so every night, he picks up that giant dog and slings her over his shoulder and carries her into bed because she's too tired. Mm-hmm. We have Nellie, all right. Right? Nellie was a wicked, mean child. That's what I'm saying. How could you name her Nellie? But here we are. Oh, Lord. Maureen said, wicked weather here in Maryland. Thunder, lightning, and cold rains for the past couple of days and continuing. Oh, Jessica said, yes, tornado watch warnings here today. Will you be safe? Yikes. Oh, Lillian said, an old cowboy name from the 50s and 60s, Clint Eastwood. Yeah. From daycare, there were two names I said I would never name a kid. And one of them was Chase, because I swear to God, every Chase I ever had, all you did was chase them. And the other one was Cash. I don't know what it was about Cash, but my boys that were named Cash in daycare were always bullies. Always. And I know that's a big stereotype and I'm being mean. I get it. I know somebody's going to be like, my kid's named Cash. I'm sorry if that's true. And your kid's probably just lovely. It's only my experience. But no. Chase is a hard nope. Oh, Denise said, my power went off during the snowstorm last week, having just moved and not fully unpacked. Oh, Denise, good. I'm glad you got moved. I'm hoping this is a good situation, yeah? I was trying to find candles and a lighter in case it went on longer than my phone was charged. Kind of interesting to think that might be something to unpack first. Yeah, no kidding. Wild. Denise also said, go Iowa. The games have been great. That was the Iowa LSU game last night was so freaking good. Honestly, like, I love Iowa. I love Caitlin Clark, but I really love Angel Clark and Blasé as well. That was a hard one for me. Honestly, either one of those teams could have won, and I would have been happy to just keep following them. So, but Iowa really, I didn't even think it was that questionable. Like, by the time, I thought it could go either way until about the third quarter, and I went, LSU was tired. They were playing tired. They were very frustrated. They couldn't do a thing with Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark put up 41 points. 4-1. The team total score was just a little over 90, and she put up 41 of them by herself and then had something like 15 assists, which basically will attribute a basket to her in a sense as well because she helped make it happen. Crazy numbers. Insane. Yeah. Yeah, Caitlin is a beast. She's amazing. But I really like Angel Reese, too, and I hate that last year there became such a divide there, and it became kind of a racist, ugly thing, and it didn't need to be an either-or. Like, we have to quit getting talked into this idea that we have to be loyal to one team and one team only, and I mean that in the sense of everything. I mean that in the sense of politics, of religion, of sports, of life in general. I mean it in general. We just keep falling into this place where we have to be on a team and we have to be on the winning team, right? And if you're not on the winning team, then you're a loser. And who wants to be a loser? So come and be on our winning team over here or you suck. That's insane. And we just keep falling for it. And I think that's what is one of the things that's causing the most division in our world right now is all of us falling for this idea that we have to create loyalties and die on those hills rather than stand up for our own principles or keep our minds more open. It's a problem. And maybe it's human nature. You know, once upon a time, our ancestors, they had to team up in order to survive. They had to probably create energies like that. I mean, like a long time ago. They had to create pacts like that. They had to have loyalty to take care of each other to live. And we do too in some ways. But do we have to be loyal to a fault? We don't. We have to give ourselves permission to pick and choose from anything we see, hear, or learn and take the things that work for us and leave the things that don't. And allow other people to do the same. And that's probably the bigger key, right? Allow other people to do the same. We have become incredibly intolerant. And I know we all have limits. There are limits to my tolerance. And honestly, when we're talking about a place of racism, we're talking about a place of violations of human rights, you're going to find my tolerance very limited and maybe non-existent. But in general, we need to stop being on a team. It's the division of it is too much. Now, obviously, there's a place for teams. There's a place for sports and for competition and obviously all of that. Don't get me wrong. But in the scope of our whole society, we need to be careful with that theory. Yeah. Absolutely. Sid said, oh, Jessica's dog's name is Cash. That's hilarious. Sid said, as I get older, it's harder to avoid negative name associations. I like human names for my dogs, and the boy dogs are becoming a challenge. Oh, Sid, I love it. That is funny. I love it. I'm here for it. You might have to just start naming them like Zeus or, you know, just names of gods or something. Maureen said I loved the name Angus until my father clear and loud said, "He's not a cow." He was the one who named our youngest Logan. Oh, Jessica said of dogs, they have Hank, Charlie, and Cash. Can you see the theme? Hubby is a huge country fan. Oh, that's funny. I love it. Maureen, LSU played with class, and the trash talk that goes on causes so much heartache. Yeah. After the game, the way Angel Clark, or the way Angel Reese cried and talked about the attacks that she has suffered this last year and the threats that she has experienced and stuff, it's awful. Lizzo quit the music business. Quit this week. Posted a big thing on her socials and said she's out. She's done. She's tired of being treated the way she's been treated. I mean, Lizzo. I mean, she's done her entire career, which, and Lizzo's a brilliant musician, is deflect attacks on her weight. It's never ending. It never stops. And she's done. And what a tragedy is that. Will that last? Who knows? You know, she'll probably come back with a new incarnation at some point. But Lizzo, from the beginning, and she's had some controversies and stuff. I'm not going to, pretend she hasn't. But she also, again, is a brilliant, gifted musician. But from the get-go, out of the gate, she has endured daily attacks on her in the media, on social media, podcasts from other people, famous people, non-famous people, about her weight. And she's carried a huge, huge burden of having to embrace body positivity and talk about it all the time because of her weight. And I stan her for that. I honor her for that because she has helped to embrace a lot more body positivity. A lot more body positivity. And that's huge. But how tired is she? How sick is she of having to constantly hear about how fat she is? Now, some people will make the argument that she was willing to show a lot of her body, and some people weren't cool with that. And I mean, my only answer to that is if you don't like it, don't watch. If you don't like her, don't buy into it. But it's the attacks. It's the never-ending permission we have given ourselves to be unkind and cruel. And I think she's just exhausted and so sick of fighting the fight. I can't take anymore. And I think that is an absolute tragedy. And I also think that that is the kind of culture that we are dealing with right now. And it's just really freaking sad. Yep. So all the best to Lizzo, and thank you for all you have done. You have made a mark, a big one. And it's appreciated by all these other round girls. Yep. Right? To me also, calling someone fat is the most low-hanging fruit of insults in the world. It's not even an insult. It's just an observation. Like, I don't know, maybe be a little bit more creative than that. If you have an actual argument or an actual beef with somebody, but if you just don't like someone because of their weight, who the hell are you? I know. And I could go on this tangent for an hour and I won't. Because it gets to be boring. But yeah, people do need to quit worrying about it. Yep. Yeah, the lack of respect and boundaries. The lack of respect and boundaries is, I think, Maureen, that's a good way to put it. That's the world that we're living in now. And it's just people have given themselves permission to say and do absolutely whatever they want. I'll always go back to the Wiccan creed, and that is, and ye do as ye will, but harm none. Right? Do what you want as long as it's not hurting other people. But if it is, why? 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 I don't know. I don't get it. Right? Thumper's mother said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. We all saw Bambi. Come on, man. Let's do an Osho spread. All right, if you have cards and you're playing along, get your cards out. So this is the Osho spread. It's a 5-card spread. It is a spread to help you get to the core of an issue. Sometimes this is an issue that you already know. Sometimes it's an issue that you don't know. But, oh, my spacing was interesting in this postcard. I got to start wearing my glasses more often. Yikes. Okay, well, that's fine. That probably looks a lot like how I would throw my cards down anyway. So we're going to pull 5 cards. So I'm going to just do a general collective reading. So this is what we need to know as a collective for April. You can do this reading for yourself, or you can do a collective reading too if you want to. So we're going to shuffle our cards here in a minute, and then we're going to pull all 5. Just arrange them in front of you the way you're seeing them in the graphic. I'm going to throw this graphic up in the other chat room too, actually. Let me do that quick. Then you can see what I was talking about with that interesting spacing. Okay. So here's the 5 cards. The first card is the main issue. The second card are issues that you are aware of that maybe just need more attention to hammer out. The third card are issues that you may not be aware of. The 4th card is your strength while you move through this. And the 5th card is the highest and best outcome. So give your cards a few shuffles, thinking about getting to the core of the issue, or in my case, what our collective energy needs to know for April. You could use any deck you want to for this, a tarot deck, an oracle deck, whatever you like. I'm using psychic tarot because I am a basic bitch that uses it every week for everything because it's my favorite. You'd think I didn't have a lot of other decks because I'm always on Psychic Tarot. Truth, I have a lot of decks. I just like this deck the most. Okay. So I'm going to pull my cards. There's number 1. You can just play along right now if you are pulling cards. Number 2. Leave them face down. It's an information overload if you turn them all up at the same time. And I think it kind of skews your reading. Okay, here's my number 4 card. And number 5. So as always, with your cards, people do it different ways. I like to fan mine out and then just feel through them as I'm and ask where the card is, and wherever my hand is drawn to, that's the card I grab. Some people like to spread their cards out on the table in front of them. Some people like to just cut the deck. Whatever card is on top, that's the card they take. You just do you. Whatever works for you and works, you know, well and works every time, do that. Okay. So here's the number 1 card. There's no upside downs in this reading, by the way, in case you're wondering. The number 1 card is authority. Now this card, I'm going to pull my graphic down for a minute so I can show you this card. This, you see that guy? F that guy. Right? Every time I see this card, I bristle. I'm like, who does this guy think he is? Yeah, I don't think so. However, because authority seems to be the theme of April, we're talking about authority figures. We are talking about proposed or assumed authority figures. And I'm going to go one step further and say, I suspect we'll be looking at some power struggles and some power grabs. Okay, so moving on to a struggle that we know about that needs more energy is rest and rejuvenate, meaning that this month we need opportunities to rest ourselves. I like this card too because it's this man that's meditating out in nature. And we just talked about this. Rest and rejuvenate. Rejuvenate. Replenish yourself. So get the rest you need. Fill up your batteries. Get out into nature. Get next to some water or in some water. Recharge your batteries. That's a challenge because we're always running on empty. So make a commitment for yourself this month that you do get the rest that you need, that you do get the replenishing and the rejuvenating that you need. All right. The number three card, issues that you may not be aware of. The card is the Stand Your Ground card. That indicates to me that something that we're not aware of right now is that we're going to need to stand up for ourselves. We're going to need to use our voices and stand up for what we believe in. We are going to need to be powerful. I feel like we were just talking about this. Interesting. So not only do you need to rest and rejuvenate, but you need to be ready to be tough. This, I think, will be about using your voice more than anything and standing up for others, potentially. If you have a voice and a platform of any sort, use it to stand up for other people, for marginalized people, for people that aren't being stood up for people that don't have a voice. You do. Use it. Stand your ground. Okay. The number four card, your strength. Okay. The card is positive movement forward. This tells me that our strength this month is in our optimism. It's in our ability to move forward. See that sun shining? It's in our ability to see the bigger picture. It's in our ability to not get stuck in small details, but to see the bigger picture and continue to move forward in a positive light. It's really kind of been the theme of the show today, I think. Which, by the way, was not the intended theme of the show at all. Sometimes things just fall out of me. And here we are. But yeah, we've got to keep shining our light. We've got to stay positive. We have got to just take any step we can to spread more kindness, more good. One thing that I've been working on and trying to do more is just give sincere compliments wherever I am. Do it. Do it and be amazed at how shocked people are by that. When the girl at the grocery store that's checking you out, you say, "I really like your hair. It's beautiful." How surprised she is to hear a kind word from somebody instead of somebody being snappy. Or the mom with the baby offering a compliment, not to the baby, but to the mom, right? Offering sincere compliments is an amazing way to just spread a little bit of light, give somebody a boost, and create an emotional connection that is fulfilling. The brain chemistry of it for you is pretty amazing as well. But sincere compliments, obviously. But lifting others up, man, that is a potent drug. All right, the highest and best outcome is the throat chakra. So the throat chakra card indicates to me that in going through the process of this month, we become louder voices, better communicators, and we experience some reward and gratification for using our voices in a positive way. Wow. Wow. So what does it mean? Everybody an activist, right? In your own way. In your own way. But I like that spread for April. I think we can do that. Can we do that? We can. I know I can. And I know you can. Because what I do know for sure is that none of us were put on this planet to suffer. And none of us were put on this planet to make anyone else suffer either. Just looking in the chat room real quick. I know. I kept me covered by the spread. I just wanted you guys to see the whole spread in the cards. Okay. Alrighty, so that is how you do an Osho spread. So do you guys have any questions on that? That's a pretty easy one, I think. Oh, good. Maureen shared hers. Oh, she used one of Angie's decks. Oh, I love that. That's awesome, Maureen. Very cool. Alrighty. Well, you guys, I want you to, of course, remember that I am a psychic advisor over at 1-2-listen.com. That's number 1-2-listen.com. And you can find me over there literally every day. You can come over and have a psychic reading, a healing. I do a ton of energy work on the lines, some animal communication, do a lot of that there. If you have something funky going on in your house and you want me to take a psychic look, I'll be glad to do that. Whatever it is that you need, I will gladly help partner with you and connect with you to help work on whatever it is. Of course, again, that's if you come over to listen and I'm not there, all you have to do is do a callback request or a scheduled call. A callback request literally sends me a text that someone is waiting for you to sign in so that you can talk to them. And I'll do everything I can to get to a spot where I can talk to you. But, and if calling into a line is uncomfy to you, do the chat function. You guys would be amazed how much chat I do. I do as much chat as I do talking on the phone. So if you feel bashful or shy or uncomfortable calling, but you want to talk to me, just do a chat. We're just texting back and forth. It's like the instant messenger, pretty much. And that's an easy, easy way to go. Also, with chat, you could screenshot or cut and paste so that you can hang on to the reading, which I think is nice, too, if you want to hold on to it for some reason. Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys, that's it. So, thank you so much for being here. I will be back next week, same place, same time. And otherwise, you can find me over at 1-2-listen and all around here on the interwebs. So thank you so much for being a part of my path and my journey. It is my honor to be here with all of you. You have been listening to The Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.